Jnanasya Krishna Vimukasya Daiva
Jnanasya Krishna Vimukasya Daiva
Adharma Shilasya Sudhu Hitasya
Adharma Shilasya Sudhu Hitasya
Anugra Aeha Chadanti Nunam
Anugra Aeha Chadanti Nunam
Bhutani Bhavyani Janadanasya Janasya Krishna Vimukasya Daiva Adharma Shilasya Sudukhitasya
Adharma Shilasya Sudukhitasya
Anugrahaya Charanti Nunam
Anugrahaya Charanti Nunam
Bhutani Bhavyani Janadanasya Janasya Krishna Vimukasya Daiva
Janasya Krishna Vimukasya Daiva
Adharma Shilasya Sudukhitasya
Adharma Shilasya Sudukhitasya
Anugrahaya Charanti Nunam
Anugrahaya Charanti Nunam
Bhutani Bhavyani Janadanasya very much. Now we O my Lord, great philanthropic souls. Philanthropic souls are people who are kind to the humankind. Yes. O my Lord, great philanthropic souls travel on the earth on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to show compassion to the fallen souls who are averse to the sense of subordination to the Lord. To be obedient to the wishes of the Supreme Lord is the natural position of every living entity. But due only to past misdeeds, a living being becomes averse to the sense of subordination to the Lord and suffers all the miseries of material existence. No one has anything to do but render devotional service to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Therefore, any activity other than transcendental loving service to the Lord is more or less a rebellious action against the Supreme Will. All fruitive activity, empirical philosophy and mysticism are more or less against the sense of subordination to the Lord, and any living entity engaged in such rebellious activity is more or less condemned by the laws of material nature, which work under the subordination of the Lord. Great unalloyed devotees of the Lord are compassionate towards the fallen. Therefore they travel all over the world with the mission of bringing souls back to Godhead, back to home. Such pure devotees of the Lord carry the message of Godhead in order to deliver the fallen souls. And therefore the common man who is bewildered by the influence of the external energy of the Lord should avail himself of their association. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nithi Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gotamani Prachanite Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pachyakyade Satane Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Vrahara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 The title of this class will be My Own Ongoing Relationship with Srila Prabhupada. In this class, I hope to address a few transcendental realizations about my own relationship with my spiritual master. And there is obviously a reason why I have chosen to speak about this subject this morning, because you have all so kindly assembled to celebrate my very insignificant birthday. And I feel it is very important. I owe it to you. Means I have a debt towards you to fulfill. I must show you how I think about my dependency, my connection, so that you will be able to understand your birthday child, as they say in Germany, Geburtstagskind, a little bit better. And I hope by this small lecture or the points which will be given, that you will also understand your own relationship with Srila Prabhupada in a better way. So let us again look at the verse. Janasya Krishna Vimukasya Daivat Adharana Shilasya Sudukitasya Anukraya Hacharanti Nunam Bhutani Bhavyani Janadanasya. O my Lord, great philanthropic souls travel on the earth on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to show compassion to the fallen souls who are averse, it means against, to the sense of subordination to the Lord. When we Prabhupada disciples think of our exalted spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, we very often are thinking, how could this wonder ever happen that we met with him in our lives? There are many people during the time that Srila Prabhupada traveled on this planet who just did not meet him, although he was very close to their towns and so on. And those who met with Srila Prabhupada have not always recognized him as the personality which he is. That is an extraordinarily dear devotee of the Lord, who is actually chosen to fulfill a Vedic prophecy, that is to bring this ancient knowledge of the relationship between the jiva and Krishna to the Western shores, to the Western countries. People during his time who met him could not always see this or understand this. So naturally, those of us conditioned souls who have become closely connected to him are thinking very deeply about this relationship. In this verse here, it is said, it's a very nice verse, which explains a little bit why these great souls take the trouble to travel on the earth in the name of Krishna. What do they want? And the answer is, they want to show compassion to the fallen souls who have turned away from Krishna. Prabhupada says, such pure devotees of the Lord carry the message of Godhead in order to live up, to deliver, that is to free the fallen souls. And therefore the common man who is bewildered by the influence of the external energy of the Lord should avail himself of their association. So these great souls, they come from this spiritual world, and they start to travel on this planet. Some of them come also from the material world, but they have their leg in the spiritual world. One of their legs is already there. They are really not people like us, who have both legs in this world. So they have a desire. This desire is to implant a transcendental seed of Krishna consciousness into the heart of the ordinary conditioned souls. We find an explanation of these transcendental gardeners in the Amartya Lila, chapter 19, verse 151, which I would like to read to you. Many of you know the verse already, and please join me in chanting it in Bengali. Brahmani Brahmite Kona Bhagyavanji Guru Krishna Prasadipai Bhakti Lata Beach. This verse describes the four living entities in their cosmic journey from life form to life form and sometimes planet to planet. Here it says, according, and what happens when they come together with these extraordinary souls who wander about the planet? According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. You're wandering throughout the entire universe. You might have thought the operations like travel. This is a cosmic travel. According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems, and some are going down into the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the kripa of devotional service. So when we, disciples of Prabhupada, got the opportunity to meet him, we could clearly see that this was the arrangement of Krishna. It was a divine arrangement to meet together with him in some ways, and then in his association become in a sense impregnated with the seed. The spiritual master, or Srila Prabhupada, carried with him the seed of devotional service, which is the seed of devotional service is something divine which the spiritual master can give to the disciple, and then it's up to the disciple here to do something with the seed, to also become a gardener who takes care of his own seed of Krishna consciousness. I think this is a very nice analogy which can inspire us to take care of our own spiritual life and take responsibility. We can get the gift of the Bhakti Lata Beach from the spiritual master, but then we must become responsible gardeners. It's up to us. We cannot point fingers when something does not work in our spiritual life. Yes, we can point fingers to our own selves. When I met my spiritual master, I was in a very difficult situation in my life. I must tell you very honestly that I was desperate. Yes, there were clear indications in my own karma that I would be able to become something like a successful person in the material field, in the sense that I had a good education and wealthy, well-wishing parents who wished all the best for their son. But it was very difficult for me to become enthusiastic. And I think you all can understand this from your own life. When one doesn't feel enthusiasm for something, then one actually cannot do that thing very well. So, I was a young person, 15 years, and I could not see any future in my life. Something in me told me that material life is just a big lie. And this was there maybe due to the mercy of Krishna. But I did not see any spiritual path which was attractive to my own life. I had read books on mysticism. It's not that I had not tried to find something. I had become in contact with a movement which advocates meditation. It's not that I did not know what meditation is. Also, my grandma was a very good Christian follower. And she always was singing for the family Christians hit songs, songs I should say. Yes, as a child I remember I played the violin to O du fröhliche, and such evergreens. It is not that there was no understanding of religion or spirituality or even mysticism. Yes, there was many things, but just like I couldn't feel enthusiastic for material life, I could not really imagine myself to become a member of any of these religious or spiritual or mystic paths. It just did not do. So I was desperate. What way should I go in my life? And although I very shy to admit it, many times this desperation turned into something which is not very glorious. I was covered with the mode of ignorance, and I thought, why not end this life early? In this way I will send at least a message to all my friends that material life is worthless. It will be a very strong point. And anyway, there is not much sense in it. This was a desperate situation which came due to not finding an answer and then unfortunately becoming covered with the mode of ignorance and passion and feeling the acute miseries of material existence. So, I do remember that during this time I started praying, because I had read in a book of psychology that those who pray, they at least have some hope that something will happen. I remembered I started to pray. First it was only in a psychological way, not in a spiritual or religious understanding, but then gradually the little God consciousness of my early childhood, when I was a very religious boy, became manifested again, and Krishna did hear my prayer. He sent me Srila Prabhupada. It is described when the soul becomes very serious to meet the Supreme Lord. Then only the Lord will send his spiritual master. The example which is given is Dhruva Maharaj. You know, he was very small, he became very serious to find the Lord. He went to the forest because he had heard great saints have retired to the forest to meditate. Then, when he was sitting alone in the forest, not having much idea how to find God, then the Lord sent him his spiritual master, Narada Muni, in the midst of the forest. So Srila Prabhupada came in the midst of the jungle of London, where I had the great opportunity to meet him, and I have talked many times about this first meeting and this overwhelming feeling of seeing something like the light of God in my life. Srila Prabhupada seemed to glow in my own childlike eyes. There was an effulgence around him which totally overwhelmed and attracted me. And when I came up from my first obeisances to look into his eyes, he recognized my dilemma, that I was searching very desperately for some way to engage my life in. And he seemed to say with his eyes, Dobrodošli, welcome, welcome. And I was responding very moved and very emotionally to his welcome, and I knew, wonderful, Krishna, God has heard my prayers. Naturally, so I do not wish to discuss this very much because of time reasons. I feel very inspired at this time to talk to you about the six times I met Srila Prabhupada, and how during each time something was impregnated in my heart, some further directions and so on. But now I wish to address, so I can't do this now for time reasons to speak about these six times, but those who are interested in this can certainly hear it from the older devotees here who have heard me talking about this at several occasions. I want to talk about something which was very difficult in my life, in my relationship to Srila Prabhupada. I could talk about many things. One point is to accept the authority of him over my life, and over my thoughts. That was not always easy, I must admit, because the mind of a conditioned soul does not voluntarily submit to authority other than his false ego. Maybe you have similar experiences. It is very difficult for the mind to surrender to any other authority than the ego and its own perceptions of reality. That was difficult, like it is difficult, I guess, for most of us here. That is natural. But that was not the greatest difficulty. Maybe it was, but in my eye, and maybe it still is, but there's something else I want to address. It was when Prabhupada left the planet. At that time, a very deep question came up. Can the connection still go on? I think you can understand this. And Prabhupada, he has said that when this happens, that the spiritual master leaves, at that time, most of the disciples will go away to material life. It happens also during his presence, but especially when Prabhupada left, there was an exodus of my god brothers which came. The number of 5,000 shrink down to 900. That was, it was continuing to shrink. Because that is natural. When you've met such a personality who has so much influence on your life, that you are willing, at least in theory, to surrender to him, You're trying to do this to change the authority structure from your false ego to a pure soul. If you have done such a momentous thing, and he leaves, the old paradigm comes back like an insect which sees a mosquito who sees the chance to now make his final sting. Yes. So the question was, how can the spiritual life be protected when the spiritual master leaves? And I was, when Srila Prabhupada left me, and, I remember for one whole week I was speechless. I could not talk. Devotees were thinking I had lost my mind. You know, some, I mean, now I'm leaving the Vermutung, an idea which is not so far-fetched. I could not speak any longer. I remember I would not eat because something very, very difficult was at stake. I had given up the material world to join Srila Prabhupada, and I was happy on the spiritual path, but I was so, and I'm still so dependent on him. So now he left. What will be my future, I thought? Can I continue on the path? Because the spiritual master, Prabhupada, is so essential in my life and guiding me. How will I receive further guidance? Can you understand this dilemma? I thought I had left material life to try Krishna consciousness, and now my only alternative is to go back to material life, but I knew what was waiting there. The ugly face of frustration was waiting there. I did not want to go back, but I did not know how to continue. At that time, a passage from the concluding words of Chaitanya Charitamrita came to my help. And I want to read to you this passage. It's how Prabhupada thinks about his own relationship to his own spiritual master. Even though his spiritual master was also not present any longer. He says, I think that His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is always seeing my activities and guiding me within my heart by His words. As it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tena Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye, spiritual inspiration comes from within the heart, wherein the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His Param Atma feature, is always sitting with all His devotees and associates. Have you ever felt an inspiration in your life? You look very tired at this moment in your life, I must say. What should we do? We have rented a hotel so that we could rest, but you are not resting. I think we have to, even I, we should open the door now to help you by the fresh breeze full of spring atmosphere to become very attentive. Krishna is in the heart. Where Krishna is are His devotees. The Krishna is in the heart is the super soul together with Srila Prabhupada. That was my solution. I felt excited again. Now I had a project. I had a project to find Srila Prabhupada in my heart. Could you understand? Can I make it? He had left the planet. He had left his body. I had seen the video, and I almost fainted when I saw it. I couldn't see it to the end. It left in the middle when he was, in the old movie, Srila Prabhupada, I don't know the title, any, some movies there, where it ends with his No, it ends when he takes his bath in Radhaka, in his smriti form. But what is it? The final lesson, it's called. Good. I couldn't finish the video in the first sitting when I was there. I had to try it 1 month later to see the whole thing. But he had left and I was devastated. But then I read, he is there in the heart, because the Super Soul, Paramatma, is there with all of his devotees. So I had a project to find Srila Prabhupada in the heart. I must tell you that I became very interested in this project because due to my previous interest in mysticism, where there's a lot of exploring the heart, going the inner path, crossing the mountains and so on. It's all this mystic stuff. I thought, wow, now I can utilize my previous attachments. I can try to become a spiritual person and try to find Prabhupada in the heart. There is the Super Soul. I should find God in the heart and I should find my spiritual master. But because we cannot find God without the spiritual master, I was thinking, I must first find my guru. Then I will find Krishna. So this was a new project. A new life started. New hope started. New challenges started. Because I recognize I'm totally unprepared. I'm so superficial. I'm only a show bottle devotee. Nothing serious is there in the heart. So some work needs to be done. But when you know what you should do, then you become happy. There is a wonderful verse which I must say I didn't read it at that time and I regret it, because this makes it very clear how to go away, how to go about. It's about the disciple who cries when his spiritual master sheds, when his spiritual master has left him. The disciple is here figuratively used as a lady Vidarbha who was left by her good husband Malayachvaja. So the verse goes like this: being now alone and a widow in that forest, the daughter of Vidarbha, began to lament, incessantly shedding tears which soaked her breasts, and crying very loudly. And Prabhupada comments here, figuratively, the queen is supposed to be the disciple of the king. Thus, when the mortal body of the spiritual master expires, his disciple should cry, exactly as the queen cries when the king leaves his body. Now, some hope comes. However, the disciple and spiritual master are never separated, because the spiritual master always keeps company with the disciple as long as the disciple follows strictly the instructions of the spiritual master. This is called the association of vani, words. Physical presence is called bapu. As long as the spiritual master is physically present, the disciple should serve the physical body of the spiritual master. And when the spiritual master is no longer physically existing, the disciple should serve the instructions of the spiritual master. So this Prabhupada had indicated in some of his previous lectures, and I thought, well, this is a way to meet my spiritual master, to follow his instructions. I must tell you that I was very challenged with some Sneha House supporter, because I already had experience that sometimes I did not want to follow my spiritual master. Maybe you also know of this. You just say, alright, that's his opinion, but I have another opinion. And I will follow this now, otherwise I become emotionally correct. One is determined. So, believe me, I know this dilemma of discipleship. That one loves someone and one knows one should follow, but doesn't want to do it due to being whatever one is on that level of Krishna consciousness where we are. So I knew I have to now start to follow Srila Prabhupada, and I need to, if I want my life to go on. And I knew intuitively that it would not be easy, and I also knew the only thing which would help me is to go deeply and deeper and deeper and deeper into what he had left as instruction, to really understand this. And I decided also to do something, to put all my intelligence, whatever I have, it's not much, because I'm not working from the intellectual platform, I work from intuitions and so on, but I made it my point, I'm going to try to understand the philosophy. When Prabhupada says something, even though I do not understand it, I will commit myself to try my best to understand the world from his viewpoint. It's not allowed in my life to just say no whenever I don't like anything. I will try to go deep and to, first of all, understand my spiritual master. What does he intend to say? Why does he make this speak like this? What is deeply behind him? What is his heart? I understood that it's important, if I want to find Srila Prabhupada in my heart, I must enter his heart, which is very difficult. To enter the heart into this, of the spiritual master, Hare Krishna, you need to be very serious. It is not so easy to enter that heart. You are grihasthas, most of you. You know how difficult it is to enter the heart of another person, understand the person, how he is. Sometimes you find out, your brahmacharis, that your friend is an unknown person to you. Have you this experience? You are with someone on the Sankirtan then for maybe a year, and then you don't know him. Do you know what I am to say? You just don't know. Oh, a new person. So, finding Srila Prabhupada in my heart meant to go through the road of Vani into his heart. That was the first conclusion. I would now like to say about finding the super soul of Krishna in the heart. There is a very interesting verse which some of you know. The introduction to this verse is Krishna yadi kripa kare kona bhaktyavan guru antayami rupi shikaye apam. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart as Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master within. When he is kind to some fortunate conditioned soul, he personally gives one lessons to progress in devotional service, instructing the person as the super soul within and the spiritual master without. So here it is said that Krishna personally instructs his devotee from within as the Chaitya Guru. He brings them to a spiritual master who starts to teach the disciple. There is a verse in this connection which you will like very much and which will drive away even the rest of your tiredness if you hear it attentively. Naivopayam yapachitam kavayastavesha Brahma yusha pikritam rittam udasmaranta Yantarvahistanubhikam ashubham vidunvan Acharya chaitya vapusha svagatim yanati. Translation. Oh my Lord, transcendental poets and experts in the spiritual science could not fully express their indebtedness to you, even if they were endowed with a prolonged lifetime of Brahma. They can't express their thank you to you, for you appear in two features, externally as the Acharya and internally as the super soul, to deliver the embodied living being by directing him how to come to you. Yes. You come as Krishna in the heart, and then you come, you empower your devotee to come. So, Krishna and the spiritual master are working very closely to him. Together, and I wanted to come in contact with Srila Prabhupada on the deep level, and on the heart level, and also meet Krishna there. It was not easy, and it's still a challenge in life, but it is a good challenge, because this is spiritual life at its very best. You have to become internal. You have to go deeper. Jagadananda Pandit encourages the devotees of Lord Chaitanya to go deeper by challenging them. Listen to this, because this will drive away even the last rest of your tiredness. This way, it's really spannend. It reminds me of a Christian verse where it says, many say they are followers of Jesus, but they are not. Hare Krishna, it's not Sunday, so my Bible inspiration is not coming, but it's something like this. Die sagen in meinem Namen, sie sind mein. Nicht mein, wenn sie nicht folgen, irgend sowas. So now it was in German. Those who say in my name, they are mine, they are not mine, and they don't follow me. And this is what Jesus said. So this verse is very, very close to this. Jagadananda says, Gaura ami, Gaura ami, Gaura ami, I am Gauras. Gaura ami, Mukhe balina chale, Tarale achara gora, Rachalae palapale. It is not enough to simply advertise repeatedly that one is a devotee of Mahaprabhu, saying, I am Gauras, I am Gauras, I am Gauras. Those who only those who follow the practices taught by Mahaprabhu as well as his preaching mission get the results of being the Lord's followers. Very similar. You have to go to the Vani, to the instructions, to the message in order to meet Lord Chaitanya. Now, the real association with someone will take place on that deep level, the deep level of the heart. You know, we all know as disciples, sometimes we are so far away from our spiritual master because our heart is millions of miles away from his intention and so on. What to do? We have to get the spiritual master in our heart. There only association takes place. I want to give you an example of a yogi who understood that association is so important. Also, it's important in the good way, but it also can pull one down if it's bad association. So he did not want to be associated with materialistic people, and he fled the society. He went down into the Yamuna River, where by his mystic powers he stayed on the ground of the Yamuna. He didn't breathe any longer. This was how determined he was to avoid bad association. Not really something, isn't it? However, association takes place in the heart. And in his case, he still had lusty desires for the opposite sex. So then, one day, you know, all the things which are inside usually happen outside. Two romantic fishes started their thing right before his eyes. He had association with the opposite sex in his heart. He had sexual fantasies. Hare Krishna. And of course, if the mind is agitated, yoga means to calm the mind, to make the waves even. He couldn't uphold his yogic practice, and he had to come up to the Yamuna. I must marry. Yes, you have association in the mind. The life cannot happen on an external base. So Bari left everyone. He fled. No, I believe. No, do Sangha. Do Sangha means bad association. He carried his association in the heart. And then when he was underneath the water, he had association. He could be easily provoked by some romantic fishes, who gave him the idea very keenly. So now my question to all of you is, since association with Srila Prabhupada and with our own spiritual master is something which has to happen in the heart, it's not an external phenomena, I will ask that very difficult question to all of you. How can you go deep? How do you think you can enter the heart? How can you become a deeper person? Do you think this is a good question, or do you think it is an irrelevant question? It is a challenging question. Who of you have ever thought in the life that he or she has to become a deeper person? We all, isn't it? I mean, this is almost a foolish question to ask, because, I mean, who would not think of this? Who would ignore this very important aspect of human development and maturation? And may I ask you, because this is such a familiar question to you, what do you do? What were the answers? What is your answer to become deep? I don't mean now in relationship to the spiritual master. I just mean in a very general way, because it's easier to answer things in a general way. What do you do to become more deep? All of you have thought about it. There are surely many things which you do every day to become more deep. For this question, I will not take the hands of someone who's less than 5 years in spiritual life. I will only go to those who are more than 5 years in spiritual life. Who of you is more than 5 years in spiritual life? Very good. So you are entitled to speak. The new enthusiasts will all have the answers. They have 100,000 answers, but the old ones. Hare Krishna, I'm sorry, but I want to wake you up. I will never again offend you during this birthday celebration. So we now will turn immediately to the oldest amongst us, Shishikata and Krishna Chandra. What do you do to become more deep in general? Perseverance, maybe? To become more deep, you become more. Ganz ehrlich, nicht um dir die Atmosphäre hochzubringen, sondern ich verstehe es nicht ganz. Yes.
And after a few times he couldn't tolerate this anymore, and he again approached Srila Vasu. He said, maybe I can do preaching, he's also serving a lot. He said, no, you should stay in your kutya. So this is also like an inside world, you should stay, not to run and change his general situation.
Mm-hmm. I understand now. Thank you very much. Krishna Chandra says that to become deeper, one does not have to change things when the comfort zone is challenged. When we are not comfortable any longer with what we are doing, we should not run away and change something for the external. That's what you personally do to become deeper. Mm-hmm. Beginning. It's such an intriguing question. Can you reveal more? How to become deeper? To question ourselves is the next step, maybe. Is everything what I'm thinking all right? I very often do this myself. It is a very good method. That gives very easy, very, to put this question to yourself, gives deep answers. I think we can all follow this advice of Krishna Chandra. Is what I'm doing now all right? Is it really, am I doing it fine? Thank you very much. I know it is very bad. I know when I am in a lecture and someone all of a sudden asks me a question, it's sometimes such a torture because you have all your mind on the subject. I'm hearing you. I'm just hearing you at this moment. I can't answer now. I'm very sorry. I hope you didn't feel uncomfortable. So now Shishikata, if he would kindly tell. We need all the advice. Do you realize that the situation? We want to become deeper. And we must learn from the old people here. Mm. My way to go to do is I change the external situation. Uh-huh. I go to solitude. What is in the what do you experience in the solitude? I also do this, by the way. It's doesn't mean the first point is. There's always many points in our lives. Sometimes we do this and then that. What is happening in solitude in your life?
Then when I'm solid, I have time to digest.
Very good insight. See, our old devotees have so much realization. We should turn to them. We should, after this lecture, go to Krishna Chandra, fall down at Sri Shikata's lotus feet, and ask him, tell more. I'm intrigued. I'm fascinated by your answer. So here is he chants in solitude. I also have very good experience with this. And then things come up. Sometimes it's not always pleasant, my dear devotees. Sometimes, like, I'm always reminded of Lord Buddha, who went into a solitude and then the Mura demon came up. I'm tempting him here, I'm tempting him there, and so on. This sometimes happens in solitude. And then also good things come up. Very good realization. This is what you should do in life. This is what. And then Sri Shikata makes a point, which I find is a very important point. I have time to digest. Very often, we don't digest things. I can guarantee even the new people, you've heard so much, it's enough to go back to Godhead if you would follow it. But what have we digested? You've heard Krishna is in the holy name. If you digest it, that's it. So, Sri Shikata, knowing him well, he is my long-term associate, who's taken care of me very nicely. And here, now, for instance, when we drive, there is no, and do go on a tour, there is no time to think. Unless you cut your sleep like a, and then after this point can bring problems when you're not so young any longer and don't do aerobic every day. So, and so on. Please, you think about your own way how to go deeper in your life. It's important. Don't stay on the surface. You cannot get the nectar of Krishna consciousness when you are there. The example which a great soul often goes is there are some fishes who go fishing in the ocean and who only go very like this, not so deep in the ocean. They will only get some algae, some plants. But if you go deep, you can get the pearls on the ground. If you go only shallow in your Krishna consciousness, you can only get some green things on your hair, some, you know, things which will make you enthusiastic in the beginning, yes. But if you don't go deep to the pearls, you will not get there. I'm really getting into the mood here. Anyways, it's one time in the... Let me finish this lecture, although... Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives us very important lessons how to go deep. I personally feel that many devotees leave Krishna consciousness because they didn't have the opportunity to hear this wonderful instructions of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and they did not put this into the practice. And I know that many devotees will leave Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, also those who are very dear and of whom it's very painful when they leave or feel distressed and uncomfortable in their spiritual life and dry, because they do not know this instruction. Please listen to this instruction and try to make it your own way to go deeper, because it's from the acharyas and it's very good. The things which our devotees have said are all within these instructions. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur makes the point that in the beginning a devotee is very much active by using his external senses. Krishna consciousness is very sensual in the sense of, you know, when we think sensual, we only think of one activity of the which has to do with the sense of touch. But there are other senses which are engaged. This is not engaged so much in Krishna consciousness, but the eyes see beautiful deities. The nose smell incense. And now, yesterday, someone gave a bottle of perfume to Radha Kunya Vihari, and we want to offer a little bit every morning. I requested the devotees to arrange it, but like everything, they are very busy, and they have forgotten this. And we want to, it's very, the sense, then all this music which we hear, and the dance which we do, the cloth we wear, it immediately addresses our senses. So, I think it is no wonder for all of you to understand from where this beginner's enthusiasm comes. The senses are totally overwhelmed by the new impressions in Krishna consciousness. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, unless and until the devotee begins to engage his mind in Krishna consciousness, what this means you will hear in a moment, he will not be able to maintain his enthusiasm. Unless, especially when he grows older, he must learn to have an internal life in Krishna consciousness. It is a must. How to do this? Well, the first stage is called of using the internal senses, abhyasa. You might say, Sachidananda Swami, you're talking so general. Do you want to say that I, who am a young devotee, are only engaging the external senses, that I'm not engaging the mind? What do you think I do? I read Prabhupada's books, I think about them. They have convinced me, that's why I came. Yes, but now please don't feel offended. Please understand what it means to use the internal sense. First of all, it means abhyasa. Wherever your mind goes, which is not God, you must bring it back to God. This is the first stage of an internal life. When you see your mind becomes engaged in the material energy and plan making and so on, and you should think the first step in becoming internal is abhyasa. This practice, this which is there in all yoga practices. We are a yoga process. We have to become a little spiritual to understand what is our abhyasa. Our abhyasa is to bring the mind back. The next stage is to bring the mind deeper into the thing which is called manaha. Manana, yes, which is reflection. Deeply reflect about the form of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, Jayanti, and the leelas of Krishna, which are sometimes very funny, sometimes very difficult to understand. Reflect, make it a project, the leela of the day. And then, finally, you have to bring the mind to the platform of smarana. Smarana means, has different stages, and the ultimate desired end result of smarana is the nectar begins to flow. Because I knew yesterday that I would speak about this today, how to become deeper and stop being a shallow devotee, I was making this practice yesterday. Yesterday was the appearance day of Nityananda, and I made it a practice to think about his leela throughout the day. When I would go somewhere or talk with people, with devotees, I would try to think about a leela, what Nityananda did, and so on. And that the whole day was very nectarian. Even though it was strenuous, like the day of a preacher is sometimes strenuous when there are many devotees to preach to, but it was so happy, a happy day of memory, of smarana, of meditation. This is what you become, how you become deep. Abhyasa, manana, and smarana. It means in relationship to Prabhupada, that's the main subject, my ongoing relationship to Krishna, to Prabhupada. I have told you, I understood, I can't meet him any longer in the external world. I have to meet him in the heart, in the internal world. And for that, I need to sharpen my instruments, which help me to go to the road in the heart. They enter his heart, if possible. And I have now told you some means. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said about this smarana, guru smarana, remembering the guru. If I do not remember the lotus feet of Sri Guru at the beginning of every new year, every new month, every new day, and every new moment, then I'm sure to fall into far greater inconveniences. Says, if I do not do so, I will want to dress myself in the garb of the guru. I will want to become a guru myself. I will become liable, that is responsible, to the bad desire of seeking to be worshipped by other people as a guru. It is this which constitutes addiction to other things than the truth. He says every moment he wants to remember his spiritual master, in this way feel the connection with him. Hare Krishna. I have now talked enough on this. I've talked a little bit too long even. So I have to cut the lecture. It continues. But we will continue at another time. I have already an idea. Let me summarize now for you the journey of a very incomplete disciple. We all, as Prabhupada's disciples, felt very lucky to have met him by the will of Lord Krishna, who has arranged that we met a devotee who gave us Krishna Bhakti in the heart. We have discussed what to do when the guru leaves, and there are two aspects, the Vamseva and meeting the super soul in the heart. We have then asked this question, how to become more deeper and meet the spiritual master. And I will have now a little surprise for you. You have to learn to do this while the spiritual master is with you. If you want to meet your spiritual master, you have to meet him in your heart, because association takes place in the heart, nowhere else. It does not take place in the physical room. If your heart is somewhere else, your mind is somewhere else, it is only an eye exercise. You see the person with your external senses, but you do not see him at all. You do not associate with him. So to become deeper, which is an existential need for all of us in Krishna consciousness, in relation to become deeper in Krishna consciousness, you will need to change this paradigm that the world out there is the real world, the external world. It is real in some sense, yes, but you only perceive it as it is, not as an energy of the Lord, when you are in Krishna consciousness, which is as a thing of consciousness, of the internal sense. How to become conscious, or how to sharpen the internal sense, has been explained as a threefold process, as abhyasa, manana, and smarana. of practice of the mind, mind training, mental discipline, manana, deep reflection, and finally smarana, remembrance of Krishna, meditation of Krishna. This is a challenge, and I want to encourage the older devotees amongst you. Please meet this challenge. Please become happy. Please make it a project. When you leave this hotel, let us start a second phase in our spiritual life. Also the young devotees, the earlier you start, the better it is. Become internal, become a little spiritual by putting the mind into Krishna consciousness. You might find out that you are a total beginner in your Krishna consciousness, although you are 10 years in the movement, because you have not really contemplated this. You have followed it in an external way. You have not worked on your deepest convictions, on your deepest value systems. You might find this out, and it might shock you entirely. You might become so shocked that you think it has no sense. But don't think like this. The reason why you have not advanced is not because Krishna consciousness doesn't make sense. The reason you have not advanced is because you make no sense. You have not used your internal sense. It's a play of words, it's not an offense. You have not used your internal sense, your mind, and have not trained it. You have thought, this is meditation. This is something with this forbidden subjects. It is something we have not, we just chant and work. Huh? Yes. This is what we talk to beginners. It is a fact. But the chanting is supposed to be done in a mood where you really go deep with love in the heart. Should be chanted. Priti Purvakam, Prabhupada says, full of love. This is chanting. Not so many mantras. Means Vedic mantras and so on. The love is the mantra. But this doesn't mean to stop chanting 16 rounds when our heart goes conditioned. It means we continue, but we add to our practice this deeper dimension of Krishna consciousness, the internal sense. Hare Krishna, I hope this was inspiring for you. It was inspiring for me when I discovered this. The greatest misery, that is the departure of Srila Prabhupada, became the greatest adventure when I realized that now I have to meet him in the heart. I have to go deep, otherwise my connection will be lost and I will join the sad faces in the material world. Hare Krishna. We have now come to an end. I feel very, very sorry for you that I kept you so long. I did not want to make this mistake, but I can't also take questions at this moment because we want to have a ceremony, a celebration, and if everything is held up so much, we will go late until the next morning, and you will never come again to the celebration. So therefore, if you have any questions regarding this, practice abhyasa. Abhyasa means to whatever it is, bring your mind back to it when it's time. Then you can also write it down in your book, the question, so that we can discuss it. Because I will talk more about it in the disciple meeting when I will criticize my disciples and praise my disciples. Hare Krishna. It will be something which hopefully we will not forget. I will criticize in a loving way. Don't worry, it will be very soft. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.